Two jerks on the opposite sides of a planet.
Line.
Line.
Scott Future in Ottawa, Canada.
And Ray Larrabee in Nagoya, Japan. That's together.
Here. Why don't we do this again?
Two jerks on opposite sides of a planet.
Scott Future in Ottawa, Canada.
And Ray Larrabee in Nagoya, Japan.
We are the Future Jerks.
Hey Scott,
mm-hmm.
Should we do the Superhost 2000 theme song for the segment?
I understand it's one of your favorite parts of the show.
Roll it.
We are the Superhosts 2000.
This is the Let's Get It Under 45 Minutes episode.
I have an egg timer. Not only will I inflexibly monitor the time and length, but not the girth of this podcast, but I will enjoy many, many hard-boiled eggs during this recording.
Oh, a hard-boiled egg just appeared on my desk.
Ah.
Oh, no, it's still a regular egg.
Enjoy. Oh,
thank you. Now, a lot of people say that babies are the jerks of the future.
You know who says that?
Who says that?
The Irish. Happy St. Patrick's Day, by the way.
Oh my God, is it St. Patrick's
Day? It's St. Patrick's Day, yeah.
About 4 days ago?
Yeah. And
happy St. Patrick's Day.
A lot of listeners said last week that I sounded a little drunk. I can assure you that being the professional that I am, I was not drunk during the episode.
Did you drink tonight?
Well, because it's St. Patrick's Day, I will be consuming nonstop. I'll be having a Guinness.
Oh, wow.
Poured into Lucky Charms. And so I'll be doing that, and I'll be, drinking the beer.
You're making me drool. That sounds good. I don't have any of that stuff here.
Oh, yeah. It's good. So I'm just going to be doing that all night, so I might get a little tipsy here.
Some people say babies are the jerks of the future.
Those Lucky Charms. They're magically delicious.
Babies, jerks of the future. Babies, jerks of the future.
This is the part where I, an expectant father, will answer Ray's biting questions about babies. Neither Ray nor I are baby experts, so our advice should not be followed. Ray has never been a father, will never be a father, as he had his testicles crushed in a home workshop vice mishap.
It's true, I did. Now, today's baby news is, first of all, you don't have any babies yet, do you?
No, I do not.
Do you think the alcohol will affect the baby?
I hope
somehow?
So.
That's how you make babies cool. Hey, the baby news this week comes from the land of the United Kingdom of the British Isles.
No.
This guy, a father of 10, he's unemployed, Keith McDonald. He's having another 5 children and he's engaged again. That was the news a few months ago. And now recently he faked his own death.
He faked his own death.
I think he posted it on Facebook or something. But the guy, he has so many children and they're like, he tends to find rather heavy women. I'm going to say almost all
philosophically,
the moms are,
I think you mean philosophically.
Yeah, philosophically heavy. Like they're look.
He looks very, he looks, he's, well, he's a catch. If you take a look at the picture in the newspaper article, he really is something. So
he's
frankly
got a wispy mustache.
I wish I was able to have a baby right now.
When you were in high school, did you have a mustache?
I did not.
No, me neither. I couldn't grow one. I still can't.
I bet you Keith McDonald could.
I can grow one kind of on my belly, but not on my lip. It just won't grow.
It's a bad form when you're faking one's own death to be quoted as saying, I'm dead.
I mean, it didn't seem to... do you have any other baby news? What's going on with your baby plans?
Well, you know, I had the ultrasound, the first ultrasound done, and I have to tell you, it was probably one of the most electric moments of my life to see this little human jumping around in there. And I'm not ashamed to say I wept, and was thinking how it's such a magical moment, and I'm going to look back on this, and I'm going to remember that time, and I'm going to recount it to the child, and they're going to look at me and think, what a f***ing asshole you are. What are you doing? Get out of my room. Oh, I can't wait for those days.
Teenagers will do that. It's inevitable.
Yeah, I think that's like at five.
They're going to play whatever there's going to be some new horrible kind of music that we can't even imagine that your kid will play on their little boombox in the future. I don't know. Think about, you know, Nicki Minaj. Nicki Minaj, have you heard of that?
I have not.
Well, it's sort of grating on adult ears. I think it's for children. Horrible music that we can't even anticipate. I mean, if we could, then we'd already be used to it. Send them when your kid plays it on their boombox, it would be no big deal. And you'd be like, oh, thanks for playing that music that I like. But no, it's going to be something horrible.
Is there any way?
You sent me a picture of your miniature child,
yes.
Which looks like a burrito. It really does. So I'm not insulting. I think every baby probably looks like a burrito. But it really does have that kind of Mexican food look.
That's the look we were going for.
Did you, look, I know it's a bit nosy to talk about conception, but was there any kind of Taco Bell bathroom involved or anything that would have led to a burrito? I'm reaching
Dude, seriously,
for...
you think I can answer this? You really... You really think I can answer this? Like,
well, I'm trying to make the podcast more interesting for our listeners. Yeah, you know, they want to hear is they're hanging on every word. They're like, he's going to say yes.
Ay caramba is all I got to say to that question.
Look, you both are great looking parents, and I'm sure when your kid is a teenager, they won't still look like a burrito.
Thanks, it's really kind.
Well, some kids do. There was a kid in our class. We were mean. Yeah, I'm gonna look back in shame. Yeah, we used to dump sour cream on her.
Because she looked like a burrito?
And pelt her with avocados.
Whoa.
Hey, this segment is over.
Bye, babies.
Bye, babies. Thank you.
Bye, baby. Wave bye, baby. Wave bye, bye, baby. Bye, bye, baby. Bye, baby.
Bye, bye,
baby. Bye, bye. Bye, bye. That actually happened to me. I had to listen to that for like 4.5 hours.
What are you talking about?
On a plane one time coming from like L.A., this annoying woman, the baby was fine, but the woman, the mother, kept like looking out the window going, bye, bye, baby. Palm tree. Bye, bye, baby. Palm tree. Bye, bye, bye.
Drives you nuts.
I will have my revenge.
Are you going to bring a baby on a plane?
I am.
Oh, I do have a baby question.
It's my new movie that I'm writing. Samuel L. Jackson will be.
Babies on a plane. I have a baby question for you.
Yes, yes.
When parents have children, they don't go to the movies anymore, and they don't buy albums. That's a rule.
Don't understand.
I want to know, have you considered that, the possibilities? Because it happens to everybody. Everybody says, oh, no, it's going to be, I'm not going to change that much. But you will never go to another movie for years.
I don't go to movies.
Well, what about airplanes?
Oh, I don't watch them.
What about Airplane the movie? Our next segment of the show.
Oh, this is the part of the show where I ask Ray about futuristic life in futuristic Japan.
Man in Japan. Man in Japan. Oh my God, I got a lot to talk about today. That's a futuristic sound. It sounds like a little laser.
I know.
Do you have any questions about Japan? I'm ready to answer all your inquiries.
I had that laser. You know what I've heard a lot about when it comes to Japan?
What have you heard about?
I've heard about the commodes.
Oh, yeah. You've been to Japan, right?
I have been to Japan, and I have enjoyed their hospitality.
Yeah, the toilets are different. Everybody knows about that, right?
They're like it's like pooping into R2-D2.
You mean they're friendly and will save the princess?
Dan, there's
tell
me about the robot toilets.
They have okay. First of all, they're like a regular toilet. You sit down. Like it's not like the old fashioned toilets where you have to squat over a hole in the floor. They're still around, but you can avoid them pretty easily. That you don't really see much anymore.
So they haven't got the technology yet where it's say you know like in other countries where there's just a hole in the floor. And you just stand there, and then a pipe of some type comes up. It goes straight into your anus. It hasn't got to that level of technology, right?
I think that's what it's headed for.
It's got to be. Sony, if you're listening, or what other... Who makes the toilets there?
Well, there's Toto.
Toto.
The most popular brand, Toto. Enax and Toto. Like the dog.
Toto, call me. We'll talk about my idea.
Now, these toilets, what they do is they have a little control panel on the side, and you can, while you're sitting down...
Can you play Donkey Kong? Do they have Donkey Kong?
There's no difference there. But when you're sitting down at the toilet, there are buttons, and one of them will spray your butthole.
Yeah, but do they have Donkey Kong?
No, they don't have any games yet, but I'm sure they're getting to it. They have sound effects on some of them. So anyway, this thing spray. It's like a really thin jet of water that sprays you in the butt. And you
that
can
sounds
control
pleasant.
The power. Well, you can control the power of it, too. On low, it's just like, it's like an old man spitting water at your butt. Whereas on high, it's like an undersea welding device. And it actually shoots right up in your butt, if you want to have a little enema.
Is that going to be, is butt bleeped?
But, yeah, it's been bleeped every time, I think. Censorship system is all automated, so we don't know what gets bleeped until the end.
Also, enjoy the show notes that are on the website at
www.futurejerks.com. Disturbing commercials and stuff like that.
So you were saying
okay,
about...
Okay, so there are buttons on the side, and you can control the pressure. You can control... there's like a lady spray, a lady button.
There's a lady button. Does that make you tuck? And what does that do? What does that do? It's intoxicating.
Well, the lady button, when you press that, it sprays your lady business.
Elaborate.
There are
parts I'm talking to you like you're a computer on the Star Trek, on the Enterprise.
There are certain parts...
Elaborate. Computer, elaborate. Earl Grey, hot.
Private lady parts that a fella doesn't have usually.
The extra rib.
Those aren't there, what? And there's something else that I don't even understand what it is. We're not supposed to know.
Good
about
sense. That. I think that all the ladies out there would agree. It would be good sense that we're mixing.
So anyway, I've been here a few years, and I
Do I sound drunk yet?
You sound completely drunk.
I just want to be clear tonight. Drunk.
I pushed the lady.
It's St. Patrick's Day.
Happy St. Patrick's Day.
Happy St. Patrick's Day. What do they call it in Japan?
St. Patrick's Day.
It's so...
Yeah, they have a parade today or yesterday.
It's such a beautiful culture. You know what? I actually went to an Irish pub when I was in Tokyo.
You did?
I did.
Oh, my God. Hey, by the way, speaking of man in Japan, another competing podcast mentioned the whole Cheap Trick thing.
Really?
Yeah.
They totally ripped us off.
Yeah, they exactly copied our what we said about Cheap Trick.
We're making waves.
The lady button on the toilet.
Yeah, yeah.
You would think it would just wash your man parts, which are in the same position as a lady's parts, but it's not true. The angle of the stream doesn't hit anything. Like, basically, it just hits a little bit, basically the same spot, slightly further ahead, but it doesn't wash what you would hope it would wash.
I have no idea what's going on right here.
Well, I mean, if you have...
I don't have the lady part, so I don't know what you're talking about.
I know, but sometimes you might have man parts, a couple of man parts that are kind of stinky and sweaty and filth encrusted, and you might want to think, oh, the lady button is going to fix that problem. It doesn't do that. I really was hoping it would. I was like, maybe it's going to spray those. I'm talking about my nipples.
Right.
Here's something that happened. Now, this is not true in my current place. My last place I lived in has this kind of cool thing where the toilet tank is the same mechanics as a North American type of toilet tank, right? The water goes in the tank and then the float.
You know, like a lot of those other podcasts, they just don't get the kind of like toilet-related information that we're offering here.
Well, no, there are a lot of toilet-related podcasts. We've got some stiff competition in that field.
Toilet tank. You were going right into the nitty gritty.
Well, this toilet tank has a pipe that comes up and water. So it's like a little sink. You can wash your hands.
They've already got the pipe. All they need to do is put some kind of pneumatic thing there to connect it to,
like,
you know,
some sort of anal.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I'm trying not to be too graphic.
Right, or some kind of rectal device a coupler, toilo-rectal coupler. So this sink on the back, the water that goes into the tank, you can wash your hands in the water that's going to be flushed for the next person. That is clean water going in there. So I thought one day, can I drink from the toilet? Like, is it okay?
But wait.
So I did. But I drank the water from the little tap. So this is fresh water from the city, same as you'd get from the kitchen, and that goes into the toilet tank. So I drank from that like a little drinking fountain, just for the experience, but people did not think it was cool. I drank from the toilet. They're like, no, that's dirty water. But it's like, no, it's the same water.
It's the same water?
It's the same water. It's not
but
like
you
they
mean
have a
like you wash your
pipe.
Sorry, so you wash your hands over top of the toilet. And that becomes the water that shoots out?
Yeah, exactly.
So but then it's not the lid. Then it's not, the then it's the not clean water.
No, it's water before it goes into the tank. Like it's like cold
what,
water.
What happens if you've got eczema and then you do that and then it shoots on your butt? Maybe you've then contracted.
I thought about that. That's not the water that sprays on your butt. That's just the water that flushes. So that water's never touching you.
Well, it's
the spray
a
water.
Splash.
It comes right from directly from backsplash.
What else about Japan? Like, I hear there's a lot of inappropriate song lyrics in commercials.
Here's an example. I want you to watch this video. Like a fashion. Okay, so what do you think of that commercial?
I don't know what to make of that. That was art, I'm thinking. So there's a girl on a vine rope in a very nice spring-like dress. And there's like a virgin singing. And then there's
like
a bunch of little children.
Mean?
There's a lot of children.
Yeah, they're kids.
And... What do they
the
have on their...
dressed
they
dressed as veggies, I believe.
They have...
They're dressed up as veggies, but...
But why are
so
they...
Why are they in a commercial? Why are they singing like
it
a
looks
version?
Like now they're... Then they're drinking like an iced tea of some kind.
Yeah, so it's a commercial for a bottled tea called Namacha. It's very, very nice tea. It's not a sweet tea, it would be. But the point is, the important part is, the song Like a Virgin, if you're not familiar with it, is about a woman who's not a virgin, who finds a man who... I guess...
And, this is a good... this egg is good.
Oh, good. Yeah, mine's almost ready. This man, through lovemaking, presumably, in this song, makes her feel like a virgin.
I think
and
that was written by Patsy Cline, right?
She says...
Is that the Patsy Cline version? Like a virgin. It wasn't popularized by Patsy Cline?
Oh, no. You misunderstood. Someone who looks like Patsy Cline. That was from the Madonna.
Oh...
From the 1980s. That's an example of kind of inappropriate lyrics. Sometimes when I'm in a department store or like a clothing store, I hear very, very explicit hip-hop lyrics. Like they don't censor it. And not even in stores like that. Oh, McDonald's plays PIL. Public Image Limited, they play in Sex Pistols.
That's Johnny Rotten.
Yeah, it's like, why are people interested in Sex Pistols? Like, people aren't really listening to the lyrics, I don't think.
No Mr. Big?
No! In fact, Mr. Big's strictly karaoke. I have not heard Mr. Big in any commercials or
somebody,
anything like
somebody
that.
Somebody asked me this week, they had heard the thing, and they said, you know, they know the song, like, I Just Want to Be With You, blah, 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 you know, that one. And they're like, what other songs did he do? Like, Mr. Big is actually a person.
Oh, what did he do?
Yeah,
right.
What did he do? What other ones did he do? I really like Mr. Big. What else did he do? Why are all the children Caucasian?
That happens in commercials a lot. There's a lot of white folks in commercials because for diversity, they want to show that we like other cultures too. Hmm. Just one. Hey.
There's only one culture they like.
Oh, wait. Before you start this video, are you watching it yet?
Not yet, but
okay.
Why do before I think there's something video, that's...
Now, there's a band called AKB48, and it's a group of... It's a girl group from Akihabara in Tokyo, Electric Town, and there's 48 members of this band, and they... Nerds will vote. You have to buy like $100. You buy a DVD or something, and it comes with a ticket, and you can use that ticket to vote for which girl is going to stay in the band. And they'll
Who's your favorite right now?
I don't pay attention to AKB48.
Yeah, okay.
I think they're totally... There's no...
Yeah, sure.
Racial diversity in AKB48. So that's why I'm boycotting them. Now, I said the music is terrible. They recently put out a commercial. This is on primetime Golden Hour TV. So why don't you watch this commercial? Tell me what you think. So what do you think of that commercial?
That was good. I want to watch it again.
Well, it's a bunch of sexualized schoolgirl kind of outfits, I guess, and attractive women who seem to be...
engaging in teamwork.
I think they're adults. And yeah, they're passing a candy from mouth to mouth in kind of a sexy way.
You find it sexy, but you know that's a survival skill. Seriously.
No, but they're you look at them. They're not. They're making passion.
I think
faces.
That you're just a filthy, filthy guy.
I could be and reading, you know, maybe yeah, it's just my way of looking at it. I just assume it's some kind of pervy
yeah.
thing.
Yeah. Just because it's like a Mentos that they're passing from, you know, mouth to mouth in a suggestive way. But I still think that could save your life one day. And I love the cartoon thing at the end where it becomes this really high-pitched voice. And it's always good.
Well, everything
in Japan's got like a cartoon on it.
This AKB group is in everything. They're always on TV because there's 48 members, so they can always just grab five of them and put them on a show here. And so they're always on TV all the time, everywhere. Mm. Different cities have their own versions. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Here in Nagoya, we have SKE 48, and there's one in Osaka, which I can't think of the name of. NMB, I think, 48. They're really big, and they sell a lot of records.
Didn't they produce or do the song Red Red Wine?
I think that was it, and they also did Only Fools Rush, right?
Can't Stop Falling in Love with You.
Yeah, they did that cover of I Can't Stop Falling in Love with You. I'm going to cut that out so it sounds like I'm telling you that. How's your cereal?
Ah, so good.
Did you know that cereal is technically a soup?
Really? That brings us to our next segment, doesn't it?
It does.
It's soup talk. It's soup talk. Soup talk. Let's talk about soup.
Ray claims, and I do stress claims, to like all soups. He says it's a fact and he can prove it. I am not convinced. We will test him. We will test his resolve. This just breaking on the wire.
We have soup news.
We do. We do. We have soup news.
You know what? We have to cancel our normal soup program that everyone's used to. And because how often do we get real soup news? Would you like to know?
Yes,
Campbell's Soup has announced it will begin phasing out BPA from the lining of their cans. BPA is bisphenol A. And it's a plastic coating inside the cans. Now, do you remember, like, around 2007, there was a big recall at Starbucks of these water bottles. It was like sports bottles, and they cause cancer or something. It has some kind of artificial hormone in
it. I do recall this.
Yeah, estrogen, artificial estrogen thing that screws up.
Men were growing boobs all over.
Men were growing boobs. Women were growing three or four boobs.
Yeah, it was just boob-tastic.
Oh, yeah, and like baby bottles they had to replace.
Sorry, boob-tastrophe was the headline.
It was a titastrophe, I think is what you're trying to say.
Yes.
It was a huge thing. Now, this is 2000 and what?
73.
2073, and Campbell's finally is like, you know, maybe we should stop spraying the inside of the can with that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So they're going to begin phasing out this deadly cancer-causing stuff mm-hmm. from the lining of their cans. I have been a Campbell's fan all my life. I've tried every Campbell's soup. I used to make up my own by mixing two soups together. I'd take like the, very unpopular but underrated cheddar, and I would take that and mix it with the minestrone. Mix them together, make a new kind of soup that doesn't even exist. And you can even take a third or a quarter of a can and add that to another can and make like incredibly complex hybrid soup types that have never, like, it's exciting because when you're eating that soup, you realize that probably no one on the face of the earth has eaten this very exact same soup, except for maybe someone who cleans up the floors or slops up the sinks at the Campbell Soup Factory might accidentally ingest some of that soup when they're cleaning out a slop bucket and it splashes and hits them in the lip. Yeah, well, have you ever experimented with soup?
Look, this isn't a thing that people care to know what I think about soup. What they want to know is about you. And specifically, we have listeners who want to know, look at Ray, you really claim to love soup. Is that true?
Yes, it is true. I love soup.
Okay. Would you have soup for every meal for the rest of your life or never again?
For the rest of my life, I could eat soup.
Okay.
Would I be allowed to...
What about broth?
Could I have croutons?
You can have croutons.
Because I'm worried about roughage.
You can have croutons. Okay, but what about broth? Imagine eating only broth for the rest of your life.
Oh, well, see, now you're limiting the soup types. If you said I can only have one kind of soup, that would not be good. But then I would probably never have soup. You know why?
Okay, but
because
what
I could make my own soup by chewing a long, long time.
So then.
And drinking water.
So what I'm hearing then is that you're not going to just limit yourself to one soup, like say asparagus soup. Then you'd have like stinky pee.
Yeah, but think of I'd just be sad because of all the other soups I couldn't experience, and I'd find ways to get around it. You know, like what can I eat soup powder and then drink hot water?
Well, that's if it constitutes soup, then of course you could do that.
No. I mean, if I was only allowed to have asparagus soup, could I also take chicken noodle soup powder and munch on that with some hot water? Does that count as soup?
Well, once it's mixed with your saliva, I mean, technically, then it's soup, right?
Yeah, but then everything is soup, and I can't eat anything else except this asparagus. I'm just worried about my health is all.
Well, no, it's a hypothetical, right? Like it's just how much do you like.
I really love soups, yeah. But it's like saying,
so wait a minute, so
you really like music. I really like music, so would you like to listen to
Well, that's
this
a good
one
question.
Song,
so,
like
okay,
a
what happens
for
if you could have,
life?
You could have soup. Whenever you like it.
Anytime.
And it'll be a bottomless bowl, but you're forced to listen to U2 every time you go to the bathroom, like even in public bathrooms. It just plays. It follows you like a dust cloud follows, you know, that kid in Charlie Brown there.
Oh, you know my weakness.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, wow. With or without you. Oh,
imagine
yeah.
that everywhere. Everywhere. It's just like going
you know,
on.
My favorite U2 song is the one by the Pet Shop Boys. I think I couldn't resist the bottomless soup. I would learn to love U2 somehow.
What happens if you also have poop on your shoes all the time and you can't get it off?
But I have bottomless soup?
Or going with the dust cloud, Charlie Brown.
Yeah.
Any
yeah.
kind of soup, whenever mm-hmm. you wanted it, but you actually are Charlie Brown. You've become a cartoon.
I would go for that. I would go with that.
You would become a cartoon?
Yeah, there's a lot of advantages and not a lot of disadvantages. There would be copyright problems. I think that'd be my main problem. You know, yeah. People couldn't take pictures with me. I couldn't appear in public. I couldn't be on TV without
right.
a lengthy contract.
Mm-hmm.
I think we got to go on to our next feature.
Do we? Johnny, take a walk with you. Everywhere.
Always U2 playing. Yeah,
always.
I can handle it. I care about soup that much. You don't know what it means to my soul to have soup. It's like...
It's like chicken soup for your soul?
No, I wouldn't say that at all.
It's like asparagus soup for your soul.
Yeah, more like that. Oh my God, the soups I used to concoct. I know I already went on about this part, but I used to take... Mushroom soup, Campbell's brand mushroom soup. I would take an eyedropper. Mm-hmm. I would suck the one drop of that with the eyedropper. I would put that into tomato soup. I would take the tomato soup can. I'd bang it about 200 times. And I'd take one drop of that and put it into golden mushroom soup. And then I would take that and I'd bang it 200 times. I'd take one drop of the golden mushroom and I'd put that into Italian wedding soup. And then I would consume that soup. And it still tasted like all those other soups really strongly.
Is this the part you're going to cut?
News from the year 2080.
Hey, there's a future news this week. Gallagher, the comedian Gallagher, has been taken out of a coma.
Yes,
after
he was
a
put
heart attack at a Texas bar.
I understand he was put into the coma by those same doctors.
You see, I don't understand
They really
that.
Didn't like his act.
He does a lot of racist stuff, racist material, and he does a lot of homophobic material.
It's true.
That's well known. And he's not apologetic about it.
No.
So,
I mean, God, it's been decades he's been going smashing watermelon.
I heard his left ventricle smashed his aorta like a watermelon. In other future news, thieves evade lasers to nab Italian shipwreck's bell. So, like, you know this Italian shipwreck that happened, like a cruise ship.
Well, there was a shipwreck in Italy.
Oh, that one.
Yeah.
In Italy.
That one, I know.
Yeah, okay. So, you all heard about it, right?
So, they were going driving along, and then, Mamma Mia, what's this? And then, next thing you know, bada bing, bada boom, and then splash.
Oh, so it was an Irish captain. Is what you're trying to convey to me. what happened was they had lasers shooting around to protect the ship because they didn't want people raping the ship or anything like that. So these divers went in and avoided the lasers. It's really exciting. It reminds me of the time we watched Tenacious D in The Pick of Destiny where he had to avoid those lasers. Remember, you loved that movie.
That was so good. And lasers also exist in the year 2080.
They stole the bell.
Yeah, they stole the bell.
What are they going to do with it?
I know. What do you want to... bell from a shipwreck for?
There must have been better stuff than that. But I think it's like if you, it's like to prove, oh, look, we went to the ship. Like it's because
like
got
a fraternity.
The name of the ship
like a fraternity.
It. It's like a virgin touched for the very first time.
I just thought it was a lot like Mission Impossible, where he has to go in and drop down, you know? Only instead of like dropping down from the ceiling, they're in water, and instead of the lasers are in the air, they're in the water.
It's probably
and
really
instead
easy
of them
to
stealing treasure,
the
they're
water.
Stealing a bell.
It's probably easy to see them, right? Because it's underwater, you can see like big red lines
maybe
down.
Yeah, but the lasers were on sharks. Italy has that technology.
Well, speaking of sharks, our next theme segment was written by a shark.
Who's a right-wing fascist? Which one's a left-wing nut? We're smack dab in the center of the universe. Smack dab in the center of the universe.
Ray claims to be a centrist, but how centrist? In this segment, we find out who's a right-wing fascist and who's a left-wing nut.
Here's my question for you. Let's say you have a pack of pet chimps. We have no time or inclination to do chores. Can you picture that?
Uh-huh.
I guess it would be, think about your house now.
Yep.
And you've got a pack of pet chimps. Chimps come in 12 packs. So you've got 12 chimps running around. You don't want to do chores. I imagine there's going to be feces everywhere, broken furniture, just a mess.
And that's just from me.
Just from you, but punching holes in the drywall after eating your drunken cereal.
It's so destructively delicious.
The chimps have to take care of their own quarters. That's the premise of this whole bit. Now, would you, Scott, would you distribute the bananas evenly and require all the chimps to perform equal chores, or would you simply pelt the laziest chimps with bananas? Distribute the bananas evenly.
I would do the first one. I would boot the chimp that's lazy. Because throwing the banana at the chimp gives the chimp the banana. That
no,
doesn't really solve it.
The other chimps get the bruised bananas, too.
Yeah, but you've thrown the chimp. You think the chimp's given the banana back? You haven't really thought this through.
No.
No chimp. No chimp. No
Reaganomics.
No. It's going to trickle down?
Yeah, it's going to ooze down.
No, it's going to go right in their mouth. They're going to rip it open and eat it.
I don't know, because if you pelted me with bananas, I don't know if, like, and there's 12 other guys around, they're going to grab the mushy bananas from my body and lick the banana mush from my fur. Wouldn't you?
I'm still going with the distribute evenly. Who do you think is this week's more fascinating person? Would you say it's Coney, or would you say it's Clooney?
Coney or Clooney? Coney.
But wait. But you realize, of course, that, you know, Clooney just got arrested. He was at the White House. He got arrested, so he's kind of a criminal, too. If people asked about his beard. Coney or Clooney? It sounds a little bit like, you know, Letterman's Oprah Uma thing. Welcome to the 47th Annual War Crimes Awards. Before we get to the nominees.
I'm going to say Clooney, okay?
Yeah.
Because even though Clooney died in 2002, and she was a wonderful American singer and a great actress.
No. George Clooney.
From Roseanne.
Yeah, that guy. So Coney, obviously, he's not a nice guy, right? Like, he enslaves children, makes them child soldiers.
He's not very nice.
He's not very nice. However, Clooney made Batman and Robin.
That was terrible.
Yeah, I would like to point out, I'm not exaggerating here, it was considered the worst movie of all time. On the Los Angeles Reuters article lists it as the worst movie of all time. Battlefield Earth was not as bad as Batman and Robin. The love guru, not as bad as Batman and Robin.
Have you seen Tim and Eric's $1 billion movie?
I have not. I can't. No,
you
that one.
You can't handle it.
I won't be able to handle that one.
You can't handle.
But I'm
that
just
movie.
Saying. So let's put these things, the atrocities, in perspective.
Okay.
So Coney, have you found the proper person we're talking about?
Yeah, I found it. Coney is a African dictator of evil, and he didn't make any movies at all.
No, he hasn't made any movies, but he's been the subject of a movie. Or George Clooney.
Clooney wins because of Roseanne.
So you would be a left wing nut.
Yeah, I guess you're the right wing fascist in this case. Do you think that someone's worst work erases their best work? Now I'll give you an example.
Like Hitler?
Let's say you're a musician.
I didn't know that you loved Hitler so much. Yeah. Oh, he could paint a bit. Yeah. So I guess he's okay.
Yeah, but here's the difference. He never made a great painting, right? So we can't even use Hitler, even though usually it solves every argument in this case. But if you take, for example, who's really annoying? Oh, let's say Paul McCartney. Paul McCartney made some of the most horrible music.
That's how I think he thinks. Like, he's just, his whole world is that kind of like...
Yeah. Mamounia can never be forgiven. Mamounia.
No.
He's done a lot of that, but think of all the great things he's done. First of all,
Heather Mills.
Yeah, there's lots of things he's done that are great.
Yeah.
So that doesn't really erase that. So that the thing with Clooney is he's done a lot of great work on Roseanne.
He was good as Booker, like no doubt.
So we got a lot of tweets this week from our listeners.
A lot of tweets.
Here's some of the ones we got. You guys sound terrific. We really think you sound good, and your jokes are really funny, and we really like them. Please keep making more podcasts, because the first premiere episode was quite good. Thank you very much for listening to my Twitter thing. That's a real tweet we got. Isn't that amazing? That's our first tweet.
Yeah, yeah. There was also this one, which was one of my large pepperoni, extra mushrooms, and a large Coke.
Who was that from?
A guy in Michigan.
There's
a future bonus. Ray.
Yep.
Okay. If you had access to a DeLorean and a flux capacitor, would you go back in time, but you get to come back, or back to the future, but you can't return, even if you find out you're bald and they stop making soup?
So wait, I'm going to go to the... I understand the first
You can either go back in time
and I can't return.
And you can come back. No, you can go back and can come back.
Oh.
Or you go to the future, but you can't return. So you don't know what's there, and maybe you don't like it.
There might not be any
soup. There may not be any soup.
Because of this Campbell's soup ruling on the
BPA.
Yeah, the BPA. I'm going to choose the future anyway, because you know what?
No, you have to tell me.
You know what?
I know his brother.
That's right. You know his brother.
Don't you? You're going to pick the future, and then you say, you know, you're supposed to. Don't you have to explain why?
I'm going to go back to the future, man, because jerks.
Oh, because future jerks gets better in the future. Is that why?
It gets better in the future. I'm going to go and get. Yeah, but I can't return, so it doesn't make sense. But I can't wait to hear episode 1 million.
Yeah. And
done by our robot heads in the future.
Episode 3 really was awesome.
I think that's where it takes off.
Yeah. That's where you went in the future. You went like a week from now.
Yeah, I wanted to experience episode 3. See what it would be like.
This is just like episode 2 of Star Wars.
You mean terrible?
Yes, that's right.
Oh, right. Because the first one was so good. Actually, you're right. This is like episode 2 of Star Wars.
Yeah.
In many ways.
Yeah. This,
let me tell
this,
you for a second.
The entire thing is just the Jar Jar Binks of podcasts.
You know what? It's exactly like episode 2 because episode 2 was called Attack of the Clones.
Uh-huh.
And we were just talking about Clooney.
There you go.
And it's exactly 142 minutes long. But we've recorded so far 142 minutes worth. You know how else it's like Attack of the Clones?
Because we have Industrial Light and Magic do all the special effects.
Yes, and it has the worst screenplay and worst supporting actor.
Which one? Christian Hayden?
Hey, I'm the worst supporting actor.
You know what? Our guest again, Teller, totally agrees with that. He's killing himself.
Oh, my God. Now we need a final report on how your cereal and eggs were.
Oh, I'm so glad it's over because I'm hammered. But it's now past midnight. It's no longer officially St. Patrick's Day. I'm going to vomit.
Okay, and we'll see you next week at the same time in the same place.
Oh,
man. Why? Scott, why?
Future jerks.